as we get set for second half action. 18-14, Priory with the lead. And, you know, you look at the last game Priory had was 40-29.
Low-scoring affair.
Yes, they like these low-scoring games. Matter of fact, they beat what was at once the number two team in the state, Palmyra, now at number 10. And Priory rated at 37th in Class 3. You could say it's a Cinderella story if they advance. Meanwhile, the Wildcats would like to write their own Cinderella story, as the Ravens will start with the possession as we start this second half. Well, inbound off the far side, Timprano into the backcourt. Across the timeline, works left side for Garcia. Top of the block for Hybe. Three ball, won't go, and Irwin clears the boards. Coming back the other way, Wildcats to Irwin. Left side, out on the wing, down low for Parker. Gets double teamed, gets mugged, puts a shot up, no good, but he'll go to the line here for a couple. And the first time tonight, someone's going to the free throw line.
Yeah. Christian Garcia gets called for the foul there. That is his second foul of the game.
Gonzalez, yes.
Yeah. I said Garcia.
You did.
I meant Gonzalez.
I know what you meant. First one, no good. Parker a little too long with the effort. And I think coming out, we see what Montgomery County wants to do. They're going to say, hey, we're going to put it on the backs of the big boy. Second one is good. It's 18-15. Quickly, Timprano, left side for Garcia. Works left side, now to the circle. Right side, he'll go for Hybe. Back to Garcia. Left side for Timprano. Ooh, almost walked with it. Gives it off to Gonzalez. Trying to work his way down low. Back to Garcia for a three, and he hit it.
Second three-pointer of the game for Idenis Garcia.
That's crazy. Up top, Irwin works right side. Hands it for Parker. Cut off, kick it back out. As they'll give it. Now Cutter in the lane. Shot up, no good as it rims out by Jay Rogers. Quickly ahead, Garcia brings it down. Little give and go, and off the foot, it looked like a part of Clayton, but no call, and Wildcats with the possession. Now step back three from Stellwagen.
Boy, oh boy, did they need that one. That's Jacob's second three-pointer of the ball game.
21-18. Cats climb to within three. Up top for Parker, now to Gonzalez, down the block. Fans back out, looking for help, picked up his dribble, now to Garcia. Steps inside, down low for Hybe. Gets it to Parent, now back outside. Timprano tries to drive inside, gives it off to Gonzalez, back to Timprano, right wing. He'll drive left side, still with the ball, takes it on a runner, kicks it right side for Garcia.
They're wanting a foul here on Montgomery County.
Now to Timprano, now to Gonzalez. Now to Timprano. Right side for Garcia. Now to Gonzalez. Three ball won't go. Stellwagen comes down to the right wing. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Cut off, looking inside. Takes turn. Shot up and off the glass.
Jacob Stellwagen taking the team on his back here in this quarter.
Needed to find another score. It appears they've done that. Gonzalez. High right elbow directing traffic. Gets a pick from Parent. Step back three. Good.
Momentum killer by Christian Gonzalez. Priory still with no field goals in this game.
Lou. Gives it to Stellwagen. He'll be fouled by Garcia.
And that's going to be Miles' second foul.
Irwin will get a rest, and Sean Rogers into the game, the 6'4 junior forward.
People holding up signs, 2,000 career points for Jacob Stellwagen. He may be on the cusp of a milestone, too.
Lou inbounds it, Stellwagen. Three ball!
Jacob Stellwagen is on fire.
He's got eight here in this third quarter. To Parrott on the left wing. Now to Heidi. Looking for the cutter, and Gonzalez tries to force his way in. Shot up, no good, but he'll draw the foul here.
Who'd they get? Okay. Gonna call that on Sean Rogers. I thought it could have been called on Parker.
Well, and Gonzalez is one of those guys, as he drives, he's got his head down all the time, but he's long and lengthy, 6'4". First shot at the free throw line, good.
The first point other than a three that Priori has scored.
That's kind of crazy when you think about it. 24 points in, and you've got eight trays. Second one good as well. It's 26-23. Lou. Across the circle. Hands it off for Rogers. Jay works left side. Pick up top, pulls up free throw line, hit it.
That was pure Jay Rogers in the scorebook.
Left side for Garcia. Gets a pick from Parent, goes around him, goes baseline, then throws it to Gonzalez on the baseline, comes into the block, kicks it back out for Temprano. Now to Garcia, in between the circles. Works to the left elbow. Now up top for Temprano. Robbie. Right side, up top now for Gonzalez in the circle, and he resets the offense. Top of the block for Garcia. Goes right side for Gonzalez, lost the ball, got it back, now kicks it up top. Garcia, spin into the paint, dumps it down low, and rebound out to the shooter Temprano, no good, but rebound underneath. Comes away to Garcia, Mel reset. Coming up on the 3:10 mark. Temprano, right side for Gonzalez. Three ball. Hit it.
Yeah, he's got 4 3-pointers in this game. 14 points total.
He averages 16. 4-point lead for the Ravens. Right side, Stellwagen, three to answer, won't go. Rebound tipped around and controlled by the Ravens as Temprano brings it down. Now to Gonzalez, back to Temprano. Free throw line, looking for help. Gets Hybe on the right wing. Tries to go baseline, cut off, shot up and no good, but rebounded by Parrott on the weak side. These second chance opportunities are killing Montgomery County. Hybe tries to drive in. Gives it off for Gonzalez. Top of the block. Pops, shoots. Too strong. Rebound kicked out. And again,
the Parrott. Offensive boards for Priori is killing Montgomery County.
Gonzalez in the circle. Resets the offense. Top of the block for Garcia. Goes weak side for Gonzalez. And he drives inside. Blocked. Blocked again by Parker. And then they threw it off of Temprano's foot out of bounds.
Not in Clayton Parker's house. No, no, no. And we're going to have Tyler Irwin check into the game. And Sean Rogers will get a rest.
And again, still no substitutions for Priory. 29-25, minute 50. Left in the third, right side. They go for Rogers. Free throw line, pulls up, and got it to walk in.
Jay Rogers with 4 points here in this third quarter.
Timeout, Montgomery. They trail 29-27. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on AM 1340.
That was quick.
Welcome back. Yes, yeah. It was.
I was watching Priori's coach, and he was laying into Robbie Temprano over on the sideline as he's drawing up a play here.
We saw him at CBC at a tournament. When were we up in St. Louis? Was it last year or 2 years ago?
A couple of years ago, I believe.
At Linden, was it Lindenwood that we played at?
Possibly.
He was the coach of CBC at that point.
Bobby McCormick.
So after the timeout, Priory with the possession. Leading by two. They'll inbound to Temprano in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline and then pulls it back out as he fans to the circle. Right side, he'll go for Hybe. Ball's on the floor. And gonna be a jump ball. As Irwin went down into the scrum, and it'll be Montgomery County possession.
They could tie or take the lead on this possession, as a matter of fact.
They'll inbound, and Mason Liu, the 6 foot senior, brings it across the circle and gives it off for Jay Rogers. Comes left side, hands it to Parker. Clayton dumps it left side for Stellwagen. Cross down low, pulls up off the glass and in.
Kissed it off the glass. Nice job, Stellwagen.
Gonzalez to Hybe for a three, won't go. Rebound is Parent, and gonna be a foul on the floor, I believe, on Parker.
Yeah, he was fighting with him a little bit. That's gonna be Parker's second foul.
Clayton Parker, second.
They'll inbound to Gonzalez in the corner. Left side now for Garcia. Now to Temprano on the left wing. Back to the elbow. Now right side, they'll go for Parent. Back to Gonzalez. And
two players down.
Yep, two players. Player ran into each other. They fell down. Loose ball comes back to the Ravens. Now to Gonzalez. Pull up from 14 is good.
First field goal of the game for Priori comes late in the third quarter.
31-29, 20 seconds left in this third. Montgomery County, Liu, left side for Irwin. Back to Liu with 12. Looking for help. Now gives it off for Rogers. Jay with 6. Crossover, pulls up free throw line, no good. Rebound, and that's a foul. Got to be on Parent as he was holding.
Very flagrantly
Parker.
Holding.
Yeah. I thought he was getting ready to do a suplex.
Saturday night's main event down there.
So after the foul, Montgomery County will inbound with just 0.3 seconds on the clock. So you got a time to catch and shoot. Barely. They'll inbound to Irwin. Shot is, they're going to wave it off. Doesn't matter anyway. He didn't make it. That's the way the third quarter comes to an end. Priory 31, Montgomery County 29. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on AM 1340 The Rock.